True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 7:14. We're joined by our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. You can follow him online at La Politics Now. And Jeremy, how you doing? You been fishing?
Hey, Tommy boy. A few weeks ago, my son and I think fished Miami. There's residential canals, but that weather's starting to turn into fall. I'm looking forward to some fall fishing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fall elections and what's going on with the Senate race.
Yep. Well, you know, our Senate race is going to be next year.
Right.
And for the
shouldn't
first time
have said
in
that.
Many
it was
years,
a terrible a... segue, but thanks for correcting me. I knew you were going to, and I shouldn't have said it, but go ahead.
It'll be a closed primary, which we haven't done in 2008 and prior to that since the early 70s. So that's going to be interesting. But look,
and if you're an independent, or what is it now? Your designation now is what do they call it? No party, right?
No party.
No party. You can vote in either one, but only one, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And look, I've been telling folks that the Senate race is like an episode of the X-Files. It's defined by what we don't know. And there's a bunch of wild cards, starting with Donald Trump and what he's going to do in this race. And of course, Bill Cassidy kind of got crossways with him, and he did vote to convict in that impeachment trial. But a lot of folks are starting to say that Donald Trump could stay quiet on this one, which I don't think we've seen Donald Trump stay quiet on anything. Mm-hmm. But it's always a possibility. The other wild card is Julia Letlow, a very popular congresswoman who has an amazing personal story. It was rumored that she may be looking at the LSU presidency. She said recently that she is not interested in that job, but she is staying quiet, too, on whether or not she wants to run for the U.S. Senate. On the Democratic side of this, Tommy, we still don't have any kind of marketable name that may make a run in the Senate race. And then, of course, you know, again, this is the first time since 2008, really in kind of recent history, that we're going to have a closed primary. We're used to everybody being in a jungle primary and being on the same ballot and being able to pick and choose. But this is going to be a little bit different. And the party politics are going to be at play, and all the Republicans are going to be on the same ballot in the spring next year, and whoever gets the most votes off of that will advance to the big ballot.
Talk about Julia Letlow, if you will, because I think some people are under the misperception that she was just what was her husband's name?
Luke Letlow,
who died of COVID complications. That she was just some kind of housewife that took over, and that's anything but the case. Explain that, if you will, please, Jeremy.
No, and you know, she is an accomplished academic in her own rights, and that's one of the reasons that she was kind of in the talks for the LSU presidency. But you know, she kind of walked into that position when her husband passed away. He was running for the same job, and she very quickly, you know, went up in the ranks. And Tommy, she is a member of the Budget Drafting Appropriations Committee. When you're in D.C., it doesn't get much hoity-toity than that, and she's got that seat So not only would she, you know, possibly be walking away from a congressional seat, she would be walking away from a seat on the Appropriations Committee. And she's a very accomplished policymaker in a very short period of time. The leadership has also leaned on her to guide some major education policies.
So why would, because the seat's going to be red. I mean, that's pretty much a foregone conclusion, right? So why would the president even get involved in this unless to exact a vendetta against Cassidy? And really, does he not have bigger fish to fry than that, especially by that time?
I mean, all politics are local and all politics are personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Donald Trump will be quick to forget that Bill Cassidy voted to convict. But, you know, since January, Bill Cassidy has been in Donald Trump's corner in a major way. He has been there on important nominations. And, I mean, just
Kennedy,
last week, he said Donald,
right?
That's right. Yeah. And just last week, Bill Cassidy said Donald Trump should get, a Nobel Peace Prize for his Operation Warp Speed, which kind of moved the vaccines along quickly during COVID.
So when it comes to in the state and Cassidy's popularity and Trump's coattails, or I don't know what the opposite of that would be, vendetta, I don't know. Is there a moderate portion of the state that agrees with Cassidy when it comes to Kennedy where, well, you voted for him, but now you're questioning him? Do they look at Cassidy as you're kind of wishy-washy and you're doing whatever it is to try to do the right thing, keep one foot here, but keep the other foot there to keep the boss man happy? How do you see that?
I think we polled this race right now, Tommy. Bill Cassidy would be far away the lead candidate and would probably have enough votes to win this right now. He's probably going to have $10 million in the bank by the end of the year. But if Donald Trump gets involved in this thing, mm-hmm. and picks another candidate, comes down here and campaigns, this thing could turn on a dime.
So it depends on – it all hinges on Trump.
I think so. And there's an article in Politico 4 or 5 days ago that quoted, I guess, like 8 unnamed sources that are supposedly close to the White House that say that Trump is leaning towards staying silent. That would be remarkable, wouldn't it?
It would be. I'll believe it when I see it, but it would be. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about what's going on in the offseason in Baton Rouge, if you will, because even though there's no session, there's all kind of hearings and other stuff going on, right?
Right, and of course, everybody's watching to see what's going to happen with redistricting.
Yep. All right, we'll pick it up. We come back with Jeremy Alford, 720 Traffic.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Let's talk about the redistricting situation, and where does that all stand, Jeremy?
So we're still kind of in a holding pattern, Tommy. The governor and the legislative leadership have signaled that they're prepared to hold a special session late October, early November, but everyone's kind of waiting to see what the U.S. Supreme Court is going to do with our current makeup. Right now, we have two majority black districts because that is what reflects the population of the state the best. But there is a lot of folks questioning whether there should be two majority black districts. Maybe we should go back down to one. That's what Jeff Landry wants to see. I think that's what the legislative leadership wants to see. And that's the kind of question that the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing right now. Most recently, the court asked certain folks to kind of weigh in, maybe ahead of a mid-October decision, on what they think about a certain section of the Voting Rights Act that speaks to this issue. And Liz Murrell, our attorney general, responded to that and said that the current districts that we have right now maybe aren't the best for Louisiana. That there's an argument that they were drawn due to race primarily, and the Black Caucus of the legislature didn't like that much, and they have filed another suit in district court in Baton Rouge, trying to stop the attorney general from opining on such things.
I'm confused because either way, it's going to wind up back in court, isn't it?
You know, we're going to have to wait and see what the Supreme Court does. I mean, mm-hmm. It's in court right now. I think the question is whether we're going to end up in a special session. And if we end up in a special session, what's the new congressional districts going to look like? I think most of the people that are in leadership positions regarding this are ready to go back to one majority black district rather than two. There's one anchored by Baton Rouge, represented by Congressman Cleo Fields, and then there's another anchored in your backyard in the New Orleans metro area that's filled by Congressman Troy Carter.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the off season, things don't just happen, right? And I just want to peek behind the scenes here when it comes to the upcoming session. What's going on in Baton Rouge these days? What are the legislators up to? What's the governor up to? What goes on at this time of year?
Well, the governor just had his alligator hunt, which is a big annual fundraiser for him, where a lot of national folks come in. A lot of folks were at that over the weekend. But, you know, there are meetings in the meantime, Tommy. There are standing committees meet, special committees meet. There's an upcoming meeting of a task force that's looking at ways to digitize criminal justice information that Louisiana is far behind on. That's something that we're watching right now.
Any final thoughts, Jeremy?
Nope, not at all.
I appreciate your time. As always, Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, giving us an update on the Senate race. And you can follow him at, I had it in front of me, I don't right now, at La Politics
Now.
Now, right. Thank you, Jeremy Alford. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Crime in New Orleans continues to decrease, including a sharp decrease in carjackings. We'll discuss the reasons for this, talk about the recent arrest from illegal dumping. And then we're going to talk to John Spain, executive vice president of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. Mardi Gras service has been a huge early success. Could we see more train routes in our region? Then we'll talk with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media about Juwan Johnson and that what could have been the game-tying touchdown, well, presuming they meet the extra point against the Cardinals. But, man, they had two guys stripping that ball out. That would have been a tough catch. It was a good throw by Spencer Rattler, so I don't know that you can blame Juwan Johnson for that. I think you can blame the officials because they had some officiating that was going on that was very, very questionable, but you can never blame a game on the officiating. I also believe that. We'll talk with Second Harvest about the Duck Derby that's coming up. Then we're going to talk with Dr. Judy Ho in the 9 o'clock hour, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about parents and adult kids and relationships, and if you're estranged, how do you patch that up, or how do you keep from being estranged? So a lot coming up. Stay with us on this Tuesday morning. Right now we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.